Welcome to the First Year Dad Podcast. My name is TJ Lasig. I have just recently become a dad, and on this podcast, I am sharing my journey each week during my first year of the dad life. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the First Year Dad Podcast. This is TJ, and this week, Christina and I are coming fresh off an impromptu trip down to Cancun, Mexico, which had us leaving little baby Liam home overnight without us for the very first time. This is definitely, I would say, a big step, especially for the moms. And frankly, we ended up doing this much sooner than we intended. So on this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about leaving the baby home alone. Well, not alone, of course. He had his lovely aunts and grandmother babysitting him. But yeah, Christine and I have our destination wedding coming up later this year in Cancun. And so we decided to make a quick little 3-day, 2-night trip down there last week to check out the resort, make sure everything is good to go, and left Liam home as a result. Liam will be coming with us, of course, to the wedding later this year. We even have his little baby passport all ready to go, which is fun. But for this quick trip, and this was like truly impromptu, truly a last minute decision. We booked the trip on a Monday, left on a Thursday. And Liam was in good hands. So yeah, as I was saying, we left Thursday morning. Christina's sister, Michelle, Aunt Michelle, came over, watched him all day on Thursday. And then we brought in the big guns for the remainder of the trip. My mom, AKA Nanny, came in on Thursday, babysat him for 2 nights there. So Thursday night, Friday night, and stayed with him until we got home around 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. on Saturday. And so, yeah, I think it was, you know, overall something that, again, we did not expect to be doing this early in Liam's life, but it went really well. And I'm glad that we did it. I think we're both glad that we did it. So let's dive on in, because I think for a couple reasons, it was a positive. And for anyone out there that is a parent or about to be a parent, I would actually recommend getting out there and experiencing leaving the kid at home. And I'm going to go through 3 reasons why I think it was beneficial, and in general can be beneficial for anyone. Number one, you're going to have to rip off the Band-Aid eventually, right? Eventually, you will have to leave your kid at home with someone else that is not you. Now, also, before, this was not the first time that I did an overnight away. I had, at least 2 or 3 overnight trips now. So this was not a first for me, but it was a first for Christina. And I certainly understand that's a bit more of a difficult thing for the mom to do. I know that Christina was a bit uneasy about it before we did it, but felt good about it after. But yeah, as I was saying, you need to rip off that Band-Aid eventually. And I just truly think a lot of times in life that the thought or fear of something ends up being much worse than the actual reality of it. As I was saying, Christina was a little bit nervous about it beforehand, but glad that we did it after. And I think that happens with tons of things, which, you know, for anyone that knows me well, I don't spend a lot of time thinking or worrying about things. I just kind of approach them as they come. And I think that ripping off the Band-Aid is good for us, because now anytime that we have to do it in the future, we know what it's like. We know that it's going to be okay. And it's not kind of this buildup of like making it more and more difficult over the months, over the years to leave the kids at home. Because I know that a lot of people don't do that for several months, if not years, which is fine, of course. Always do what you want. But I think ripping off the Band-Aid, at least for us, was beneficial. Number two, second reason why I think it was a good thing, and I've talked about this concept before on the pod, but just getting to spend that alone time as parents was nice. I think that always the more you can still get out there and do things without the baby and maintain that life that you had prior to the baby, I think that's a positive. And I feel we've done a very nice job of that over these first 4 to 5 months. We've been going to a dance class once a week where we have someone come babysit and just making sure that we're still getting that one-on-one time. But, you know, going on a trip like that together is a whole nother level there. So it's really nice to spend some time. It was mostly we were calling it a business trip because we did have lots of things that we had to do down there, looking at the venue, etc. But got to spend some time hanging at the pool, go out to dinner together, you know, hang out at the bar together, all that kind of stuff that we love to do. So it was really a nice time away, and the two of us enjoyed it, although we were very, very happy to get back after to see the little man. And then number three, I think it's good to get the family members' experience with handling the baby solo. And I think that the sooner that you get the people around you comfortable with that, it's just going to pay dividends down the lines. At this point in time, all of Liam's aunts, uncles, grandparents have babysat him solo at least one time. And, you know, granted, our situation, again, we are fortunate that we have lots of family that are local and not only able to help, but truly wanting to help. And my mom, for anyone that knows my mom, is a very, very easy person to leave the baby with. Like, she literally had the time of her life. She could not stop thanking us for letting her do this. And it's like, Mom, we are going down to Cancun. You are the one doing us a favor. You should not be the one thanking us in this spot. Thank you. So yeah, she had truly a great time with him. And, you know, she sent us little picture updates throughout the day, pictures, videos of what she was doing with Liam. Christina, of course, always misorganized, put together a little loose schedule for Liam to follow. That was basically just his daily routines of eating, sleeping, playing. So that was nice. We FaceTimed in at one point, which was funny to see because you could see Liam hearing our voices and seeing our faces, but also could see the confusion in his face of, what the heck is happening right here? I hear Mom and Dad, but they're not here. Maybe I see them on the screen. So that was kind of funny. And, you know, I think another aspect of doing this early in the baby's life is he still has no concept of what's going on here, right? At least that's my assumption. Like, I don't think that he has any kind of awareness that we were gone for any longer than we've been gone before in terms of, you know, the length of his memory. So I think that is true, most likely true. Whereas, you know, if you've got a 3 or 4 year old, they're going to for sure be aware that Mom or Dad are gone. They're going to be wondering, where's Mom and Dad, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, I think like there's some kind of subconscious element there to doing that early. Not only that you two as parents get comfortable with it, but, you know, subconsciously making the baby comfortable with it, which is something that I do believe in. I feel like another kind of take that I have on this is also an element of having the baby comfortable alone. I, like, one of the times the other day, I was home, just Liam and I, and, you know, typically he's a spoiled kid. He's got pretty much all day, every day, either Christina or myself or someone is with him, playing with him, holding him, whatever. And so one time when the two of us were alone, I put him up in his room and set him up with his toys and then set up the, you know, the little camera that we have that we watch when he sleeps so that I could watch him. And then I left the room just to see what it, you know, see what he does when he's solo. And believe it or not, he was just fine. So that's something. It's a general belief that I have. I think in this day and age, a lot of people are not very comfortable being alone. And if you are alone, you're on your phone or doing something to distract yourself from the fact that you're alone. And yeah, I mean, it's something that over the years I've personally built into my lifestyle, whether it's going for a walk without a phone or being comfortable going to lunch, out to lunch somewhere solo or grabbing a drink somewhere solo. It's something that over the past couple of years I have kind of forced myself to do, or just that I enjoy doing. And I don't think a lot of people like that or enjoy that or are comfortable with that. And yeah, so why not from an early age try to get the little guy comfortable with being alone, because it's going to be okay. And yeah, random tangent there. I don't even know quite where that one came from, but I think it's a good one. I think it's a good one. So yeah, we were gone for I guess, you know, 3 days total, whatever. And it is a whole new level of like that last day when we were, you know, going to be coming home soon. We were both very excited to be coming home, which is a fun new element, because we really missed him and we wanted to see him. And it was super fun when we walked back in the door, big smile on his face, recognizing mom and dad, happy that we are home. So that makes, you know, that makes you feel good inside. You want to be missed. You want to be loved. And we could definitely sense that Liam missed us, loves us, all that good stuff. And as I said, my mom had the time of her life. And I think that it was really, really good, special time for them. And good preparation for what? Starting next month, Christina's going to be going back to work. So we're going to be having my mom babysit twice a week. Christina's parents going to be doing some babysitting. So again, I think it's good to get everybody into that comfort zone of all the, you know, random stuff that you have to deal with when you're watching the baby solo. And I think it was a huge success. I think in a future podcast, I'll probably get more into the wedding side of things in terms of what's going on there. We'll do a podcast on that eventually, but the wedding's not until November. So we got time. The important thing right now is that we checked off another milestone. We are officially have left Liam at home without his parents, and he survived, everyone. And we survived, which is good. And that's my spiel for this week's episode. If you're out there and you're a parent, consider planning a trip for the two of you to get out there without the kids. I think you'll enjoy it. I think your baby will be okay, and they might even be better off for it. That'll do it for this week's episode. Thanks, as always, for listening, and I'll catch you next time. See ya.